Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Chaos at Cape Town and Johannesburg airports. ACSA assured airlines, passengers, and all relevant stakeholders that all essential measures are being implemented to uphold standard airport operations and guarantee the secure and continuous supply of jet fuel. Purported power outages and fuel shortages have led to disorderly chaos at South Africa's main air hubs, Cape Town International Airport, CTIA, and Otambo International Airport, ORTIA. Airports Company South Africa, ACSA, reported that a compromised cable has affected operations at the fuel depot of CTIA, resulting in flight delays and operational disruptions. Airport operations are presently being supported by generators as repairs are ongoing to completely restore the fuel system. The situation has been temporarily addressed, and refueling activities have recommenced, according to ACSA. ACSA has confirmed that flight schedules have been impacted, and diversions are currently being implemented while the team works assiduously to rectify the issue as swiftly as possible. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience caused and thank all passengers for their patience and understanding, ACSA wrote. ACSA recommended that passengers reach out to their airlines for the latest updates regarding flight schedules. Passengers were also urged to download the ACSA mobile app to receive real-time notifications and updates regarding their flights. Earlier, ACSA announced that in light of the fire at the National Petroleum Refiners of South Africa, NATREF, refinery on January 4, which has affected national fuel production, the industry has ensured sufficient fuel supply for ORTIA for January and is working collaboratively to prevent any disruptions in February. ACSA reported that ORTIA currently has 27.1 million liters, 715,906 gallons, of jet fuel available. The airport consumes approximately 3.6 million liters, 951,019 gallons, of jet fuel daily, indicating a remaining stock that will last for about 7.6 days, projected to last until the week ending February 2. The airport's company clarified that the distribution of fuel is managed by airlines and fuel suppliers according to their respective commercial agreements. Airlines and suppliers are considering alternative strategies, such as tankering, refueling at different airports, to address their fuel requirements. Furthermore, some airlines have expressed concerns regarding restrictions imposed by their suppliers, which have hindered their ability to secure adequate fuel for their upcoming flights. As a result, they are beginning to formulate alternative plans to refuel at other airports. Airlines have the right to implement measures they deem necessary under the current circumstances, including the practice of tankering from alternative airports, in order to conserve existing fuel reserves until there is clarity regarding the situation in February. ACSA has outlined the following strategies to address the challenges in February. Collaborating with all relevant stakeholders to address the fuel shortage resulting from the NATREF fire and to enhance fuel reserves. Requesting that Transnet prioritize the transportation of fuel supplies from Durban to Gauteng as soon as imported volumes are received. Encouraging the fuel industry to increase stock levels at King Shaka International Airport, which possesses a greater fuel capacity than its daily consumption requirements. ACSA assured airlines, passengers, and all relevant stakeholders that all essential measures are being implemented to uphold standard airport operations and guarantee the secure and continuous supply of jet fuel at ORTIA, while urging fuel suppliers to establish fuel reserves, which refer to the extra fuel carried by aircraft beyond the anticipated needs for a flight. This serves as a vital safety precaution for unexpected situations, including delays, diversions, or sudden alterations in flight conditions. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.